Hello.
Hello.
Oh, that's very loud. Does it feel very loud for you?
Yeah.
How's that? No.
No, that's. I think that's worse. Oh. Yeah. There.
Is
okay. Okay. Okay.
Just needed to turn that. Yeah, that's nice.
Is that better?
Yep.
Yeah.
Just needed to turn. Oh, it's been a while. I'm new around here. How long has it been since we've been up in this here room?
I want to say it's been
a month.
5 to 6 weeks.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, because you were sick.
Oh, yeah. Jesus. So was that last one with Kirst? Was that the last one we did?
Yeah, I feel like it was. Jeez Louise.
So anyway, I was sick again. Because you were sick. So it's been a while. We're a bit out of practice. And so much has happened.
This might be terrible. So apologies for that.
I mean, it's usually just us talking. It's never. I never have a terrible time.
This is everyone listening.
I always have a great time. So what's been going on?
We have just finished the Open.
The CrossFit Open.
Yes.
2024.
Last weekend.
Did you see my post where I said the CrossFit Open is now closed?
I did, but I didn't like put those two things together.
That's so funny. <I'm>
sorry.
Why aren't you laughing? Whatever. It's funny. I'm not very good at puns. So when I come across, and then I saw that everyone else writes it too. So I got a bit sad.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Everyone else writes that. Even CrossFit wrote it like a day or two ago.
Yeah.
They're like, the CrossFit Open is now closed.
Did anyone laugh?
I don't know. Okay. I didn't read the comments because I was like, oh, I thought I was original. It turns out everyone says
apparently
it.
Apparently not.
Anyway, so we just finished the Open.
We did.
You did not compete.
I did not.
And you got to just watch everyone whinge and complain about the workouts for 3 weeks instead. I competed, but I was violently ill week one. That was a good time.
Mm.
And week two, I was still a bit sick. And then week three, I finally got to have some fun. But what did you think of it in reflection, looking around, watching the whole thing?
Yeah, I think it was what we thought it was going to be. So CrossFit changed some rules this year. With the second stage of qualifying, so the quarterfinals, it's always been 10% until this year they changed 25%. So more people are getting through to that second stage. Because of that, the barrier to entry, I guess, for those initial workouts is a little lower in that they're a little bit less skill involved. Yeah, and I think they nailed it.
Yeah, I think when they first announced the 25%, a lot of people were like, what do you think? And I was like, I don't really want to comment yet.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how I think. I don't know how I feel about it. But now, since I've seen the Open and since I saw how they ran that, I think it's going to be really cool.
Yeah.
I think because if you look at quarterfinals over the previous years, just at our gym, it's only like it's just the fittest people in the gym that go. And it's like, here it's like one, two or three people.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's not ever, it doesn't feel like a very big thing because it's only a couple of people that get to go through. Mm-hmm. Whereas now, like this year, I think we're going to have like 7 to 8 people, mm-hmm. which is going to make it a little bit more exciting, that second stage. And obviously the second stage, they're not going to make the girls do an 83 kilo clean and jerk straight off the bat like they did last year. So yeah, I think the Open, the way it was run, I think it's going to make the next stage more exciting for the people who made it, but then also a more achievable goal for more people in the affiliate for next year.
Yeah.
Which is really, really cool.
Yeah. I think the workouts will be like, again, same, like easier at the start and progressively get heavier or harder as you go through, or they'll have some kind of bottleneck somewhere.
I'm thinking like wall walks into handstand walk into handstand with a pirouette, something like that. So it'll like progressively get more difficult. So they'll still get to play, but just not as far or not as fast or not as heavy or whatever.
Yeah, I think so too. But yeah, we'll just have to wait and see, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think people, the first couple of weeks of the Open, I mean, everyone always complains about stuff.
Oh, everyone complains about fucking everything. Oh, the internet is ridiculous.
But it's like the Open is one part of a really big thing, and it's like the very first stage of a really big thing. So the focus is metabolic conditioning. Like that's the groundwork of CrossFit and that's what they're testing. So if you pass that test, if you're fit enough, you get to play with the next levels of the pyramid, which is like the weightlifting and the higher skill gymnastics. So, but you got to earn that right. And I think CrossFit like proved a point almost this year. Yeah. Like,
so they should have like, yeah, it's been a long time coming that they should have done that. Like
stop focusing on things up the pyramid when you haven't nailed the stuff at the bottom, which is your nutrition and your metabolic conditioning.
And I feel like back in the day when I always talk about back in the day, but like CrossFit was just all about fitness. And then when you had your fitness, that's when you did start to work on the skills. But people are
skipping steps.
Yeah. And like, I don't know if it's like from the outside looking in now, because it's so huge on socials. Like people see the fancy stuff. They're like, I'm going to go to that gym to do that.
Yes.
And then the coaches are like, well, if we're going to keep these people, we better
keep like, doing that.
Yeah. Give them the fancy shit. But yeah, the first workout, no skill, complete fitness.
Yep. Total. Yeah. Hinging fitness. Yeah.
And then week two, a little bit of skill with the double under, a little bit of strength under fatigue with the deadlift.
But really not. But like
not if you're strong enough. Like it shouldn't feel like that. But yeah. And like just fitness. Like 20 minute Metcon.
Yeah.
That's fucking straight fitness.
Brutal.
Yeah.
Brutal.
So yeah, really, really well done. And yeah, looking forward to how they're gonna do the next little bit. But hopefully that changes the
just the way CrossFit,
for next year and what people focus on. Like, yeah, if you spend all your time working on the fancy shit, but you don't have that baseline level of health and fitness, you know, it's going to make life a lot harder.
And you're going to have to take a couple of steps backwards now if you want to move forwards with the way the sport is going particularly. Yeah. Which I think is probably long overdue, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, again, I think the top 25% moving on, I think that's going to be really helpful and encouraging for a lot of people that are good at CrossFit but don't want to dedicate any time to be great at CrossFit, but they still get to have fun and be a part of the sport of CrossFit. I think that's, I think that's smart. And good.
Yeah, yeah, hopefully.
Keep people training hard.
We'll see. Yeah, see how the next stage goes, but I'm looking forward to what they come up with.
Absolutely. And then so for us here at Contessa, we make the Open a pretty big deal. We try very, very hard to just get as many people as possible to participate in the Open regardless of ability, how long they've been here, fitness level, injury even. Like we had people this year more than ever. We've always had people injured and compete, obviously within the standards. But this year, I feel like we had a lot of people still participate on our event day, which is always a Saturday morning for us here. But we had several people that didn't do any of the same movements as the Open, but still were able to be a part of the event and obviously just didn't put the score in to the actual competition. And I think we do that really fucking well. And I think that that shows a lot for our community and our member base that we're not, you know, exclusive with that kind of stuff. Like people should be able to still play even if they can't actually do the event.
I think it's probably a reflection of like we do that day to day as well. Like if we've always had the philosophy, like if you can drive here, if you can get here, we can give you something to do. So that doesn't matter whether it's like a normal class or the Open, like we'll just scale things to make it work.
Yep.
And that's really cool because then people don't get left out. They can still participate. And that's like a huge thing when you're injured in mental health and like not being around people or not being part of something. And it's really cool that those humans can still do that.
For sure.
So I wish more gyms were a bit more inclusive. Like that. How many people did we end up having? I didn't even count at the end.
Oh, that's a good question. I'll check now. I think it was, I'm going to say 84.
Ooh, okay.
84 people signed up, but I will check.
Which I think is pretty cool. Like that's well over half our member base. I don't think there would be many gyms that have that percentage of their members in the Open.
I don't believe so. I think, year after year, we're pretty similar from when they first started doing this leaderboard. Oh, I'm looking at 2023. Let's go to 24, hey. Yeah, I think we have a lot of buy-in and trust from our members, which is awesome. Mm. 86 we had this year.
Oh, I was going to say that. I should have fucking said it. You should have
said it. Damn it. 86 this year and...
That's cool. That's almost 90, guys.
That's the 21st amount of participation. 21st amount. In Oceania.
Yeah.
Which is very cool.
It's very cool.
Yeah. Very proud of our crew that they, yeah, just want to be a part of it and trust us enough. Yeah, to do the things.
And so every year we have... we split everyone who registers into teams and run like a little competition within the open. So teams can get points for different things every week. And at the end we have a winning team and the winning team gets
a banner,
bragging rights and a banner on the wall every year.
All of their names on it.
Which is what they're all competing for. Part of the points this year were what we call Spirit of the Open Awards. So every week the coaching staff have a big debate in our Slack group. Look, about
the coaching staff is getting larger now.
Yeah, so
the
debates it's more are debating.
Larger.
About who deserves that award for and for what reasons, and then we all vote on it. Week one, so for 24.1, the award went to Jody C., so Jodes is, I don't actually know how old she is. She's the mum of one of our members, which is really cool. And she,
two of our members.
Oh yeah. The whole family's here actually. And grandma to a couple
of kids. Yeah. Grandma to a couple of kids.
Which is awesome. And has had a bunch of different injuries over the last little while. And at the moment is in a wrist splint. So she can't put any like pressure through one arm. She did that whole workout like with one arm basically, which was so cool.
Absolutely. And she just hung around, cheered for everyone. Yeah. She was judging like, and just does it without complaining.
Never one time did she say, I can't do that.
She's completely she's incapacitated on one side. And she just laid down and got back up with those motherfucking burpees. She just did exactly what she could, which is so cool.
It's cool. And she's not been doing CrossFit for very long either.
She's one of the most determined ladies I've ever coached.
Yeah. Which
sometimes at our own detriment.
Yes.
Put the sandbag down, Jody. Leave it at the front.
But yeah, that's like, yeah, so cool to see. So she won first week. Week two, so 24.2, went to Frankie.
Frankie. Bloody Frankie.
Who puts a lot of effort into.
Goes above and beyond.
Making signs and
crafts
and crafts.
Girl has a creative streak I don't think I've seen in an adult woman in a very long time. Like, I think I'm creative and then I see the shit she comes up with. I'm like, she made a fucking boat. I don't know what time she stayed up till, but that was impressive. And then she made a sign and I had to take it down. I'm sorry, Frankie.
In the way of everything.
More of a safety issue than anything.
But yeah, lots of...
Yeah, so much effort.
Lots of things.
This was her first open?
Yeah, I believe so. Yep.
Yeah, first one. And to be that... Like, to dive into it that deeply and be a part of, like, the team side of things that much was very, very cool.
Yeah, very cool to see. And also... She's a photographer, always taking photos.
Yeah.
Just off her own back, which is awesome.
Yeah.
So that was week two. So they're both on team green. So green was raking in the points.
Greenies.
Initially.
Those fucking gators. Gibbo, who's gators.
And then 24.3, our spirit award.
We have not announced this until right now. Should I do a drum roll?
Do you know? How can you do it? Do you know, remember which button it is?
Oh, I was going to do a
button. I'm sure that'll be good. Do we have a drum roll? Yeah, I think we do. doesn't really work.
Here, wait. I'll do the applause for after. Okay, ready? 24.3 spirit winner is...
Hayley Chesham. Yay.
Should I stop?
Yeah, I think that's enough.
Why was Hale's the winner?
Hale, so this award could have gone to a couple of different people for the same reason, but Hale's had pretty big competitive hopes this year and unfortunately got injured just before the Open started.
She was training hard. She's been doing extras with you for a while. She comes in before and after class. She's always doing her homework.
Yeah, always. Most compliant human I've ever met. Probably has a spreadsheet for it.
She does.
And then, I got really injured a couple of weeks out and couldn't really do much with her upper body, unfortunately. But that didn't stop her. She still showed up every week and let us just make up a scaled workout for her, logged a score when we could. And did that last workout on the bike erg and box jumps.
So basically, if you want to ever get spirit, you just need to be injured around here.
It's been the thing this year, hasn't it?
It really has. But no, it's, I think the biggest thing is just it's not even the injury, it's the way around how they go about it.
Yeah.
Like the people that we're celebrating, I remember having the conversation with Hales and she was like, I don't have to do, I got my name down, but I don't have to do it. And I was like, just jump in, just do it. We're like, we'll take care of you. She's like, I don't need a judge. I'm like, and then she just went along with whatever we said. She was like, okay, yep, cool, let's do it. She tried her absolute hardest, even though the workout looked nothing like the actual Open workout. She still, she was putting in. Think that's where a lot of people, they'll give up when they get injured. If they've got a niggle, they'll give up. They'll go get a pizza. Like, these girls are just doing their absolute best with what they have, which is so cool.
It's really, really cool. And another special shout out to Amy P, who's very similar and was our second pick behind Tails. But yeah, is going through very similar stuff at the moment and still showed up every week, dressed up every week, just was an absolute bloody legend about it all. But Hales is on Team Red.
So that's why Hales won.
Because I'm on Team Red. No, just kidding.
No, it was a vote.
So at that point, let me just do some quick maths.
Are you doing the points right now?
Yep.
For the winners?
Yep. Okay.
We're doing live point count.
So
who won?
After that, Team Red was in the lead.
Dogs.
And then we had our best dressed awards. So week three this year was...
Oh, so we're still going. Oh, cool.
Still going.
Wow. So Team Red currently and best dressed. So we at the last workout every year... Well, remember we used to do dress up every week? That's ridiculous. That's way too much. we've just started doing it the last workout of every year. And this year, I think it was your idea, wasn't it? Barbie theme.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, probably was actually. Yeah.
Which is ridiculous because you don't like dressing up. And I didn't even know until the day.
I hate dressing up.
You said as you were putting it on, I hate dress. I bought her this costume. I was like, let's go as cheerleading Barbies, all of us all together. Yes. And she was like, yep, sounds good. And then she's putting it on in the morning. She's like, I hate this so much.
I just get really embarrassed. I feel, even though everyone else is dressed up, I feel really embarrassed.
Don't you feel like having your fun? You're in a little fantasy land?
Nah. Just embarrassment.
What are you embarrassed of?
I don't even know.
You feel like you look stupid.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Did you not see that there was someone on roller skates here?
But I just feel like everyone else looks really cool. That's cool. You guys look good, but I'm just embarrassed.
You look cool too, babe. Thanks. I promise. So we did Barbie theme. Candace's idea, even though she hates it. I love the amount of effort our members go to for dress ups. It's
every
this.
Year it blows my mind.
And Christmas, we do the 12 days of Christmas dress ups. And it's always ridiculous Christmas costumes. Yeah. Do we do anything else? Oh no, and then they're just the contesting games. Sometimes I'll do fun little
Pair
team
stuff, yep.
outfits, but yep. we don't even make that a dress up. No, that's on
just
them.
A thing.
So yeah, it's pretty cool how much people get into it and love it.
It's very cool.
One of our members, who was also in the running for Spirit, sorry, Curbs, you were just out of reach there, babes. She made a fucking box.
Yeah, Barbie box.
Well, Kyle made it.
Yeah,
and then she put it all together.
Yeah.
So what do you call it? The photo box? Is that what you call it?
It's a replica, actual Barbie box. Yeah.
And And then you get the whole idea is you get photos in it, like you're a little Barbie in a box, which is very cool. And then Sarah turned her car into a...
That was so funny.
Did you know she was going to do that?
Yeah, no, I didn't. I walked out, there's naked kids everywhere. I was like, what is going on?
She made her, because she's got like a minivan, I guess. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
So she turned it into a, like the Barbie camp. The Barbie camp van.
Like a little pool and a slide and beach chairs.
This is very funny.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so we do dress up award for the last one. Notable dress ups, Kimmy, always.
Kimmy M, always. She has so many outfits.
Ridiculous. Loves like, dress and up, like, that lady. And it's not like, ha ha ha, that's awesome. It's like, whoa,
yeah,
that's awesome. Yeah. Like, she looks fantastic, so good. Always.
So, so good.
Kirby.
Yep. 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 She girl, had the roller girl skates.
On the roller skates.
Yep.
That was solid.
It was very impressive. And then the winner for best dressed was Heather.
Heather.
Who came as the snowboarding Barbie.
Snowboarding Barbie.
Next level commitment to wear a whole snowsuit.
In
summer.
In summer.
In Australia.
In Australia.
I've never seen someone so sweaty in a costume before.
And the best part of her costume was that she had it on, took it all off to do the workout, and then put it back on.
Yeah, she really did. So that level of commitment, I feel.
Deserves the wins. Yeah. And like, she looked like an actual Barbie in her outfit. She really did. It was very funny.
It's very cool.
But yeah, lots of notable ones. One of the girls dressed up as Alan.
Yeah.
Very funny.
Very good. So, points total.
Hit me.
Do we just say the winner?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you want.
The winner.
Are you just making it up?
No, I'm adding them up right now. So that best dressed for Heather was Team Purple.
Team Purple. That's my team.
It's your team.
Let's go Purple.
Okay. But the overall winner.
But she said, but that means it's not purple.
It's not purple.
So Heather.
The overall winner of the Open this year is Team Red. Press it.
No, I'm joking.
Which is Kelsey's team, who was the captain. So good job, guys.
Good job,
you'll
everyone.
Get your banner one day.
Who came second?
Oh,
no, it's fine. No, it's fine. Don't worry. Doesn't matter.
Purple came second.
Fucking first losers, guys. We were so close.
No one cares about losers.
No, that was awesome. And it's always, yeah, it's great. We'll get our banner up for Team Red this year. And let's do better next year, my team.
No, that was awesome. Everyone did so good.
Yeah. Mm. It's always such a good time.
And there were almost no mistakes this year in the score inputting.
Are you about to have a crack at me?
No. Oh, no, I forgot about that. No, I wasn't. But that's so good because there's...
What do you mean? Score? Oh, like, you mean the...
People putting scores
God,
in
yeah.
when I have to validate them. I'm always like, oh, you, this is a 7, not a 9. Blah, blah. Yeah. There was none, I don't think. Maybe one that I can think of off the top of my head over 3 weeks. That's pretty impressive.
Yep.
Over 86 people.
That's pretty good. And I think the one wasn't even a real member here, so that doesn't even
count.
Yeah,
it doesn't even really count.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Yeah. No, that's really, really good. Yeah. I think... Yeah. I just think the people we have here just... They just do shit properly.
Properly.
It's respectful.
Except for you.
Except for me. She's going to have a crack at me. I made 2 mistakes.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to talk about the first
one? Yeah, we can talk about it.
Someone, Kyle, Kate, for those who weren't here on the Tuesday
came
night,
in for a redo.
Came in for a redo.
Monday night,
of the first workout.
Mm-hmm. He fucking said he worked so hard.
Yeah.
He was beating it.
Yeah. I was in a PT next to you.
I was using Hannah's clock for the class because I did the class earlier that day and the clock was set for the same amount of time as the workout.
Yeah.
The workout cap, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so I was like, oh, sweet. So, and then I was going to put on my watch and then I walked around the corner and Kyle was pretty nervous. So he was just like, we weren't really talking that much in before he started. And then because nerves of like pain, because he knows he's about to be in a lot of pain. And then he's like, all right, we'll start on 5 on the clock or whatever it was on Hannah's clock. And I was like, yep, sweet. And I grabbed my clipboard.
Knowing that he would finish in under
well,
the cap and
well
that would
be fine. Well
and truly
under.
Yeah.
And then so I didn't start my clock and because I had about 5 seconds, or it was like 4 seconds before.
He was just ready.
He was just ready. Yeah. And I was like, okay, let's fucking go. Yeah, like he's getting close to the end. I'm fucking, I didn't hear the clock beep. And I'm just like, yes, go, send it. Yes, you're nearly there. Yes, yes, yes. Yay. And I look over to the clock to record the time and the fucking clock's off. And I looked at you because you were watching his last reps. Like in your PT, you're still obviously training your PT, but you're right there. Saw his last couple of reps. Saw my face. So fucking lucky that you had written down the time.
I just had a feeling.
You just knew. I just must have known. You saw my face. You wrote down the time from your clock as to when he started and finished. So then we were able to figure out the math.
Yeah.
But holy shit, I have never made that mistake and I have never felt sick.
And you never will again.
And I will never make that mistake. But I did make a second mistake after that.
Did you?
Sarah's score sheet.
Oh, yeah. Hilarious. Oh, yeah. Number two.
Hilarious mistake, that one.
Didn't write
her name. Anyone. I wrote it on hers. I didn't write any name. I didn't write anything except the time. For the score. I wrote it on hers. I wrote number seven.
Yeah.
As the judge.
Then I was like going through validating scores. I was like, Which idiot did this? And so I had to like go through and like match up all the scores and it got to hers and I was like, oh.
Interesting. I know exactly which two dickheads. Yeah, so just do as I say, not as I do, apparently, because ridiculous. I'm a stickler for the rules, but not when
doesn't apply to you.
Not when I'm doing it. Ridiculous.
Oh God.
But yeah, the one thing I don't love about the whole, like, overall amazing, love it every single year. It's super exciting. I don't love how much people put they put their emotions into it a little bit too much. Mm. They like let themselves get beat up by it a little bit too much or things like that. So take the lesson. It shouldn't be you can feel things for it, but it shouldn't be an emotional thing that drags you down in your day-to-day life. It's just at the end of the day, it's three workouts that do not define you as a person, do not define your entire fitness. It's like there's so much more to it. And you got to just take the lesson, not let the ego get hit and just keep on moving.
Yeah.
And if you're not good at something, get better at that thing.
Yeah, go and get some help from us. Come and talk to us so we can help you for next year.
Yeah.
But it's...
they just let themselves get beat up by it.
Yeah.
I don't love that. And not just here. Like you see it online. People just complain and whinge and, whinge about the workout. It's like, if you're whinging about the workout, is it the workout or is it you? Mm. Like, ask yourself which one is the actual problem.
Yeah.
Like, if it's a good workout for you, you wouldn't say shit. But if you're whinging about the workout, it's probably because it's not your strength.
Mm-hmm.
So, hopefully people just take what they need from it to get better and build in the future.
Yeah, and I hope next year for those who this was like their first or second open, they can kind of realize that it's not the be all and end all. Like it's very fun. And we put a lot into it for those couple of months, but like it's a week later now and no one's talking about it anymore. Like it doesn't matter in the scheme of life. It's a fun thing to do and we can take some really cool stuff from it. But if it doesn't go the way you want, that's okay.
And just remembering that that's the sports side of CrossFit and that's not like – our overarching goal here is to make you better at life, like not for this to become your life and to make you a more healthy person. And sometimes, sometimes the sport isn't healthy. And like, that's why we only just do it a couple of times a year and we have those events and then we move on and, focus back on, getting stronger, getting healthier, sleeping well, eating, like all of that stuff. That's what matters the most is your longevity in this. And the longer you do it, the better you will get at the sport, but it shouldn't be your sole focus is to beat up the person next to you because they beat you in the open this year.
Yeah.
Like that doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't. It really doesn't.
And the people who are constantly trying to beat up on people in the gym, like when I say beat up, like they're trying to beat people in the gym, they're the ones who don't last in this because they're not trying to get better themselves. They're just looking sideways, trying to get better than that person. That's not who you want to be. In this, that will not lead anywhere.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, like, we just want to be fit and healthy into our 80s and 90s and staying out of nursing homes and fighting off chronic disease. Like, that's what this is all about.
Exactly. And I said to you this the other day, Ani Sakamoto, one of the original Nasty Girls, being involved in CrossFit from the very start. I think, like, I don't know, 2001 or something. So it's been over 20 years that she's been doing it. I was like, I saw one of her posts on Instagram about the last workout, and I was like, oh, I wonder in relation to me where she finished. And she she's in the 40 to 45 division. She's closer to 45 than 40, and she completely beat me up in all workouts, same weight, same, like, everything. And she's been doing this for over 20 years, and she's
still probably mid-40s. Yeah, that's really
and
cool.
Tiny. Yeah. Not to mention, she's probably 20 kilos lighter than me as well, mm-hmm. which is so impressive. So, yes, she's a competitor. Yes, she's a games athlete. Yes, she's been doing it for a really long time. But guaranteed, she would not treat this as a sport year round.
Yeah.
She'd just be focusing on her health, you know, her movement, her quality.
Yeah, like consistency, showing up often, sleeping well, eating well.
Yep.
Yeah. Yup, yup, yup. So, if you take nothing away from the Open, make it. Look at that. Yeah. Yep.
What else?
What else is going on? It's our birthday soon.
It is.
Which is exciting.
10
years. Crazy.
I might cry a lot on the day. Yeah. Just so you know.
Well, it'll be Sunday, so I won't have to see you.
On the event I'm talking about.
I'm kidding. We are having our birthday party the night before.
On the 13th.
It's going to be a big old trivia night. I'm very excited. It's going to be great.
Very exciting.
Someone said the other day, are we drinking or drinking? I said, if you want to get drunk, you can do that. That's fine.
I take no responsibility for you leaving this establishment after hours and the alcohol you have within it. I'm sure someone's going to be drinking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or a few people, I'd say. Also looking forward to the outfits.
Yes, another dress up.
Another dress
surprise,
up.
Surprise.
But yeah, I think like people have a bit more freedom with this dress up being like teams. They can take that however they like it. Is it a sports team? Is it a girl band, boy band? Like whatever, you know, whatever you want to be. It's going to be quite funny.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
And yeah, so 10-year birthday. We normally do... On our birthday, we normally do the contested games, which we will still do, but that'll be closer to mid-year.
Yeah.
Which we should pick a date for soon as we well. Should.
Someone asked me this morning. I was like, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, we better lock it in.
Yeah.
What else?
I think that's all I got.
That's all?
I think that's it.
That's it. Sweet. All right. Do you put deodorant on when you get out of the shower?
No.
And go to bed?
Absolutely not.
Neither do I. It's less fun to ask that question, though, isn't it? Because we both know. Guess we'll find out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Who does, aside from two weirdos that I know?
Who?
Hannah and Sarah.
What?
They looked at me like I was the strangest person in the world.
They put deodorant on before they go to bed.
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. Because they don't want to wake up smelly, they said. But I don't wake up smelly.
Neither.
I don't know, man. They thought they were looking at me like I was disgusting.
Really?
They looked at me like I was complete filth for not putting deodorant on before going to bed.
I was shocked.
That's why I thought you would as well, because I thought I was the weirdo.
That's never even been a thought that's crossed my mind.
No, neither. I said that's like putting makeup on and then going to sleep.
It's weird.
So we'll find out tomorrow.
We'll find out.
Who's weird? Who's like, is it us that's weird or is it them? Let's find out who the
own. I'm shocked.
Yeah. And I don't think Becky does. We asked Becky.
Okay.
I haven't asked Kel yet.
All right. We'll find out tomorrow.
Do you have a question for me?
No. Sorry.
Ask me a question. Ask me something. It's been so long since we've done one of these. You don't even have a question?
No.
You don't care about me?
Out of practice.
You don't love me? Don't you want to know things about me?
Well, you keep talking, so I can't think of one.
All right, we'll just sit here and start.
Okay. Until I think of something. Fuck!
What do you got?
I got a blank. Blank mind.
I'll ask you another one.
Okay.
Would you... No.
This is going well.
I'm trying to think. Oh, crumpets or English muffins?
Ooh. That's hard.
Really?
Yeah. It would I know.
No, you're right. It is hard.
I don't. I don't like it when people say depends, but it depends. On. What am I eating it for?
Ooh.
Like, is it just a snack? Is it before I train?
No.
Okay. I'd probably go English muffin with.
You're just hungry Vegemite. And you're at a friend's place. Okay,
Vegemite.
And that's their only two things that they're offering you.
Got it. English muffin, butter, Vegemite.
Now you're training. What do you do?
Crumpet, honey.
Okay, so crumpets your training snack.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't particularly enjoy them though.
Oh, really?
No, I don't think so.
Why was it so hard then?
Because it just depends. Like, I'll eat it if I have to.
You didn't ask, but I'll answer. I think English muffin.
Always.
Yeah, but I never buy them.
Okay.
I'll buy crumpets though.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay.
I just haven't thought about it until right now.
Did you just make that up?
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Thank you. Yeah. So maybe next week for training snack, I might have some English muffin.
Maybe.
And
then I'll eat them as snacks.
Miss them. Yeah, and I'll bring you some Vegemite. And you can have some. No, we got to stay on the hot cross bun train until it's over.
Yeah, because it doesn't last for very long. I mean, it fucking goes all year now, but it doesn't. Easter doesn't last for long. It's Easter still next week.
Yeah, that's stupid. Yeah, term one finishes next week.
So weird.
So weird. Time.
Time.
There it goes. Anyway, been great speaking with you again.
Yes.
I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you so much.
Are you up to anything exciting?
Just gonna keep this one going. I am actually.
What are you doing?
I become a godmum tomorrow.
It's very exciting.
It is exciting. So Sarah's kids, Liam and Amy, are getting christened tomorrow, and I'm Liam's godmum.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
How does it feel?
I actually got really emotional. I didn't. Aww. Yeah. I was like, that's like really cool.
It is very cool.
I think not having kids, I always just wanted to have like good relationships with kids around me. So it's cool that we've been able to do that.
It is very cool.
Even though I told Josh that I don't want him to come because the kids like him way more than they like me.
Yeah.
Even though he's done fucking nothing for them.
I just feel like he's just a giant.
Yeah.
Like, remember how Callie was the same? And is the same. She just likes him.
Just loves him.
I think it's like he's
but
tall.
I like. I play with them. I look after them. I feed
buy
them.
Buy stuff for them. You're the one who puts in all the effort.
Yeah. And he just shows up. They're like, Josh is here.
Yeah, it's stupid.
So I think if he's there tomorrow, they'll just be sad that it's me and not him. Mm. So.
So you actually banned him from going?
Well.
He's busy. You just tied him up and put him in the boot of your car.
So he can come out afterwards. But yeah, that's what I'm doing.
That's very exciting.
Mm.
Very, very cool. Mm, mm, mm. Got to do a little speech, I think.
Do I?
I don't know.
Oh.
I thought so. Fuck. I've got to write some stuff. I'm going to message her and ask her.
I have to make up a speech?
I don't know. I thought so. Isn't that what happens at christening? No idea. I don't know. Well, it's different culture. Like Irish mainly, isn't it? So it might be different to what I know.
I've never been to a christening. I have no idea.
Are you not christened?
Yeah, but I was a baby.
You're like, yeah, but it's mine.
My mum an infant.
Kept our.
Are you christened?
Yeah.
Hiya.
Yeah. We went to church, bro.
Did ya?
Yeah. Why are you so surprised?
I don't know.
You think I'm fucking Satan or something?
I'm just surprised.
No, we're all christened. Mum was like, are you getting Callie christened? I was like, why would I do that? What does she need? You know, she's kept all of her christening clothes. Yeah. Like little fancy stuff.
Little lacy dresses and stuff.
Yeah, I still remember it. No, I don't. I was a baby. I was also a baby.
Yeah.
I think that was mainly just that generation too.
I think it was, yeah, for sure.
They like cared about what God thinks more than I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
so too.
Anyway, on that note, hope you have a wonderful time.
Thank you. I'll let you know how my speech goes.
Yes. I'm excited for you.
Yeah.
I'll get someone to film it.
Do you think I can get through it without swearing?
Well, I hope so.
I hope so too.
No, you're very great in the right situations. You'll be fine. You'll be wonderful.
All right.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.